Lac La Biche. On February 28, the color pink will be blazing a common fashion statement around schools and the community in observance of Pink Shirt Day. The nationally recognized day highlights the stand against bullying. Helping to equip local supporters ahead of time, retail stores had an inventory of pink products ready for the campaign. Gary Gross of Four Seasons Clothing in Lac La Biche said his clothing store always keeps a decent-sized stock of pink clothing on the shelves. This includes not only t-shirts, but also hoodies, tank tops, and sweaters. Earlier in the month, Gross said staff were ready for the increased demand. What we have found in the past couple of years, people may rush in last minute to look for something pink, he stated. The Pink Shirt Day campaign started in 2007 when a Nova Scotia student was bullied by other students for wearing a pink shirt to school. The next day, several students wore pink shirts to support the young student. The campaign swelled from there to a nationally recognized day of support and awareness. Hair to support you. While the day for raising awareness about bullying is associated with pink shirts, there are some people who like to splash a little color into their day. Local salons were also ready for anyone wanting to pink up their do. I will be offering pink hair tinsel in support for the day, said Aaron Boychuk, the owner of Bohème Salon in Lac La Biche, who explained that clients in the past have gone full pink have looked past the costs and the time it takes because the cause is so worthwhile. Others have opted for pink hair extensions as a less time-consuming, and long-lasting, way to show their support. In the past, I've had some clients inquiring about putting a few pink hair extensions in so they aren't altering their own hair permanently. Think pink. Many Pink Shirt Day activities are planned in area schools and community groups. Anyone interested in finding out more about the campaign can follow the links in the online version of this story at www.lakelandtoday.ca.